am standing here again with Christina Sawitz, who is at Arcadia One on Twitter, and we are at her favorite garden, and it's called A Family's Little Farm in the City. And it is super adorable, packed with tons of great sustainable and stylish ideas. And Christina is going to point out a couple of them for us and why they're such a great idea and why they look so fabulous.
One of the things that Jessica Bloom, one of the designers of this garden, along with Seattle Tilth, have done is used every detail of this garden to really show very doable points of sustainability. So from the wine bottle downspout that they're using into the water collection there, to showing using recycled bits in the garden, so the wine bottle cloches, recycled windows for the cold frames, all the way down to decor. I mean, she has thought of every detail in this garden. Around the back side of the garden, I can show you some more things too, like the chicken truck is one of my favorites.
That is such a cute idea too. And apparently a local man, I'm not sure who it is, but we can have the resource for you on the podcast page, that he makes those for people in the local area. But I just have to point out the sticks shaped as
pencils.
I know, it's so cute, and she's using them right here as a teepee. What are those, peas?
For green beans. Yeah.
It's such a cute idea. So let's go around to the back and point out some more. Okay, now we are standing in front of this super adorable John Deere looking tractor slash chicken cage.
Right. The beauty of this particular element in this garden is that it illustrates that anybody can have chickens. This is Chickens in the City 101. And so the idea of this is basically that you pick up the chicken truck and you drag it to the next spot where the chicken forages and keeps your area clean of weeds and bugs, et cetera, et cetera. So you never keep the chicken in the same place all the time. It's just absolutely ingenious. And then right next to the chicken truck, we're looking at the most beautiful water cistern that I've seen in a long time. They've taken it and they've mosaicked it with glass pebbles. It's just ingenious.
What I have to notice, we've got this little classroom of kids right now, and they are so super excited about this garden. Number one, I think because it has chickens, and it's got little goats, too. This is such an adorable way of incorporating farm life into city life, into a beautiful garden. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. Farm life, but also something as simple as just pretty low bush blueberries or huckleberries, things that are really simple, really functional, really doable. They're easy and kids can get excited over that. One of the great ways about getting kids involved in gardening especially is to let them experience it with their palate. So letting them experience the taste of certain herbs, the taste of certain vegetables and fruits, and that expands their palate from a very young age to where they're more open to different flavors and different cooking techniques, and just gives them a better experience all the way around in horticulture and life.
That is a great point.